This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, here we go. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. You can also get us on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast will be there later today. Anything you need, it's on there. Shvedel, we have to start starting the show at 6 o'clock, straight up, man.
Straight up?
Yeah, today. We did well. We did great today.
Yeah, we got it pretty much on point.
Yeah, we're on point.
Yeah.
We are on point.
Locked
today.
In, man.
Yes,
yeah.
Locked in. I've been getting complaints.
Really?
Yeah, complaints that we're lazy. We don't pull our weight around here. We're just a bunch of slackers. Not to be confused with the afternoon show.
Right.
But we're a bunch of slackers. We start late, end early. Just all kinds of complaints, man.
I did see a couple texts yesterday about that. Yeah.
Well, my mailbox is full, Carson. You don't know. I mean, I even get letters at home.
Really?
I mean, written letters at home. Yes. People are very upset about this. And I want to make sure that every dime we earn here at the radio station, we earn it.
Okay.
Is that your attitude?
We'll start at 6 now. Let's do it.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Maybe 6:02.
It's going to start getting later and later as the day goes on.
Carson, you went to the hockey game last night, right?
I sure did.
Yeah, man. I could smell the Bud Light.
Man, oh, Red Wings suck.
Good
Red Wings suck. Red Wings suck.
I can smell the Bud Light already this morning.
Oh, what a game,
man,
though.
What a game, huh?
Just a good old beatdown.
Can I tell you something about hockey? I try to watch it. I even tried to watch last night. And here, I'll prove it to you, okay? They scored first.
They did.
Then we came back and scored 2.
Yep.
Then it was 2-1. That's when I quit. Okay.
That's when I quit. That's when you threw the towel.
I have a hard time watching it.
Why?
Can't keep up with that damn puck.
Really?
It's everywhere.
It's funny that you say that because, you know, like in the camera view, you do lose it on the boards. But I remember Fox when they did that streak. Puck streak?
Yeah, they put a chip in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can literally see it, like, even, like, behind the boards, you can see it.
That's cheater. I like that. If Fox will go back to that, I'll watch more hockey.
It was kind of cool.
Man, yesterday was a beautiful day, huh?
Oh, amazing.
The wind was gone, 72, 73 degrees. I think today's going to be the same thing. Then snow. We have snow for the weekend.
So lame.
They're saying it could be, not a doozy, but it could be, you know. Significant.
Substantial.
Really? Yeah, substantial. Yeah. Look at Spadil using that college education this morning. All right, we have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:45. Let's see what else is on the list here today. That's about it, right?
It's going to be a great show.
7:45 today for Jonas Brothers tickets. And yes, the entire crew will be in town in October. They're going to be at Ball Arena. And we've got your tickets, so stick around for that later on this morning. Jamie, not here. Where is she? She's not used to this early start. That's
no.
what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we just started it today.
We just started today. So everybody back off. No complaints. Nothing like that. I'll inform her when she gets here that, hey, we're going to start just a little bit earlier. And I'm sure that will change everything for her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she'll be here.
On board.
5:45 tomorrow.
Are you kidding me? Oh, she'll get here before we do. You wait and see. You wait and see what happens. All right, just getting started. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, rolling along on a Wednesday morning. Currently, it's 44 degrees. BJ and Jamie on Alice 105.9.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello.
How are you doing? Thank you for the pen.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah,
it's a gigantic pen.
It's one of those big old fat ones. It's great for arthritis.
I guess it would be, wouldn't it?
It's great for arthritis. Yeah.
I take BJ's pens every day. Well, I don't take them. I give them back. And so today I thought I'd do the favor back to you where you actually get to keep yours.
And when you don't give me a pen back, it's like you robbed my safety deposit box, man.
I know.
I'm a pen person.
Yeah, well, these are really nice, especially the one that looks like a wiener dog,
and you
just pull off his little butt.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to my son.
I don't know. It has a nice right to it. So you just, it's a wiener dog. I know you guys can't see, but it's really long, and you pull off his butt.
Not only that, on the side of the dog, it says, I love you.
It does?
Aw.
Thank you, Jamie.
It's a love pup pen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, I love you.
Oh, it sure does. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My son and I, there's
a box in the garage that we never really went through, and it's from my dad.
Yeah.
And he, you know, Bob had a little quirky side. So, I have about, well, I don't know, 200 of these little doggy pens.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know, I didn't bring everybody one.
Speaking of the box in the garage, okay, so we were cleaning out the garage, and this is, I don't know, 6 months ago, maybe last summer, and we came across a box.
Uh-huh.
And in the box, it has every school annual for my three older boys. Okay, they went
school
to Chatfield.
Annual? You mean yearbook?
Yeah, the yearbook.
Okay.
Yeah, we called them annuals. I don't know. We called them annuals in high school. Anyway, the yearbooks were in there, okay,
okay,
for all three boys throughout Chatfield High School, okay? They don't want them.
Yeah.
But I feel bad throwing them away.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. It's like,
well,
and I don't really,
them,
yeah. I would ever look through
did
them
they,
either.
Was but, that back in the day when people actually wrote in them? Like,
yeah.
Because my kid, you know, they don't write in them anymore.
That's crazy.
Isn't that
me.
So sad? They
it
don't
was
write
such
in them.
It's a big thing to get everyone's signature, and you always struggle. Like, I loved writing in people's cracks. Like, hey, I'm writing in your crack.
Oh, that's
it. And if
see,
it was taken, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And y'all laugh.
Yeah.
Well, they did it like the freshman and sophomore and maybe the junior year, but this last year, I was like, it's your senior yearbook. And he's like, nobody does it anymore.
Wow.
They don't pass them around.
No, he's like, yep.
Oh, you would get your yearbook and you would give it to somebody to pass around and you wouldn't see it for a week.
Yeah.
Dude, Chad, I still have Chad Laquat's.
You do?
Yeah, from his senior year. I never gave it back.
But no, can we check? Try to track down Chad Laquat?
No, yeah, he knows.
He knows?
He's my Facebook friend. And I taunt him with it. I open up a page and I'm like, because I still haven't written in it, right?
Yeah.
So I'll taunt him with it and then I'll send him a private message. I'll be like, should I write on this page?
Well, this box is set in the garage and my wife keeps telling me, you know, to get rid of it, throw it away. We're getting a dumpster again this weekend. And it's like, get rid of this box. And I just have a hard time doing it.
Sometimes I'll send him a DM and I'll say, hey, you rule. Because I'll show him an old signature that somebody put in there.
Yeah.
And it says, you rule.
That's great.
Right? Like, my God. And I'll just send them random people that had written it back in the day. Yeah, but just dump it. If they don't want it, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's a piece of me that thinks that someday.
They're grown adults. Aren't they in their 30s?
No. I'm saying at some point, you know, you have a shift in life and you start reminiscing on things, okay? At some point, I'm feeling like that they'll come back and go, hey, Dad, where's that box of all the yearbooks? I kind of want to look through that again. That's in the back of my mind, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my kid will look at his once in a while. You know,
I look at mine every now and then.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of looks at it. But if they don't want it, why are you keeping them? Or tell them just
well,
to keep.
Again, I just said somewhere down the road, possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
I'm just saying, just give them to them. If they, you know, theirs now to keep, right?
Yeah.
And take care of.
Yeah.
I mean, how old are they? How old's your oldest?
My oldest son is 34.
Yeah, he can keep it at his house.
Just
yeah.
drop it off on his doorstep. Yeah. Your problem now.
Exactly.
yeah. His office here.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. He works here.
You're not their storage unit anymore, man. They're 34 years old.
Yeah, that's what my wife says.
Yeah.
We're not the storage unit anymore. Yeah. Get rid of that mob.
The worst is being the storage unit for the ex-wife, because that's what we were. Oh, yeah. My God. We had her stuff, and I was like, really? And so I know I told this story too much, but sometimes she really pissed me off, and she had the presidential china, the Linux presidential china. Every time she made me mad, I took one of the plates and zing over the cliff. That bitch won't be talking to me like that.
That was every day, huh?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, she used to have 10 play settings, and I think she was down to 4. Just one more plate of Linux china.
Oh, revenge is so sweet.
It really is.
Man, you gotta love that. Yeah, you gotta love it. All right, we have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. They're coming in October, and they're going to be at Bowl Arena. That thing's going to sell out. I think a pre-sale is tomorrow.
It is.
And then tickets go on sale Friday.
And it's a weird pre-sale. It's from 4 to 10.
Yeah, it's in the afternoon for some reason.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It says radio. Let's see here. Radio dot. Why is there a dot before the radio? What does this even mean? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Will you find out how people buy the presale? Because this doesn't make any sense. Here's what this says. Dot radio venue presale Thursday 3/27 at 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. That doesn't even make sense. At what? Yeah, so I don't even know where they go.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, me either, now that you think about it.
We have free tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Win them before they put them on sale.
You're
there
right.
You go.
Yeah.
7:45. We'll do it this morning.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, you're just talking about your kids being 34 and you still have their yearbooks and stuff. It's so funny. My kid is 18, right? And this guy, my kid works. And so he's like, yeah, this guy is just like, was there a miscommunication in the situation? I'm like, where is he? I want to call him and beat him up. And he's like, Mom, I am 18 years old. I have it. I this is handled by me. I have a job. I get paid. You don't need to step in and do anything. I was like, I'm kidding. I'm not going to actually. But it is funny because you want to still take up for them, you know, in their jobs and their lives. We had a guy that worked for us in Kansas City, and his wife called the boss. Do you know how embarrassing that would be? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I mean, she said something like, you know, we don't really think it's appropriate how you told him whatever he did wrong. He did something wrong. Like he got a speeding ticket in the station van. Yeah. And I don't think it's appropriate how you handled it. You could have just asked him to slow down and we'll pay the ticket, but you didn't have to berate him.
Shut up.
The wife called.
That's a good way to get fired.
No kidding. Well, how embarrassing
for
him.
I would just leave. Yeah, just like, you know what, I quit.
That would be so humiliating. You're a 40-year-old man and your wife calls the boss. Oh, God.
I think I'd get a divorce.
I would too.
I would have to quit my job.
I don't even think you could show up again. Oh, my God. All right. Ben Affleck is breaking his silence about Jennifer Lopez and the divorce. He did a new interview with GQ, and basically what he said is that he likes to live a private life and she doesn't, and that was the problem.
Makes sense.
It does, and that's true. I mean, she did that whole documentary about their lives and everything, and he was just over there in the corner just being whipped again.
You know, one of the things he said in that interview is how embarrassing it is to get a divorce. That is so true, isn't it? I mean, it really is embarrassing when you get a divorce because all your friends think everything's honky-dory, you know? Everything's great.
I was never embarrassed to get a divorce because I was really open on the radio about having an affair while I was married. So, you know, people expect. But what I was embarrassed about was... Yeah, I was. I was embarrassed about all the gifts that we got.
Yeah.
Well, you know? It's like, all these people, and they gave us gifts, and now we're, you know, getting a divorce. Like, that feels ugly.
Yeah, well, for me, it was quite embarrassing, simply because you just felt like this united family, and that was the everybody thought, and then all of a sudden you got to tell everybody that it's not that way. Sucks. But that's what he said. He said it was very embarrassing for him.
He said there's no drama, there's no scandal, just too, well, especially with him, it had to be really embarrassing because sure. He got back together with her,
yeah.
You know, and we all watched it happen. We're like, oh, yay, they're back together. And then it lasted, like, it felt like a hot minute, you know? Think about those people that bought presents again.
Oh.
Yeah, because they went through that phase where they broke up, and then they put out this stuff about how they were always meant to be together. Always meant to be together. They are the ones for each other. And now it's over again.
I wonder if you're allowed to ask for your gifts back. Like, hey, you know that place setting I got you that was like $2,500? Can I get that back? Because you guys aren't going to use it.
Yeah, who actually got that in the divorce?
Who knows? Yeah, I think the china always goes with the wife, you know?
Guys don't want china.
I don't even get china, to be honest with you. Chargers, the whole thing. All right, he added that he has nothing but respect for her and hopes people don't read into their split looking for some kind of soap opera thing. He just did not want to be in the limelight, and she just loves the limelight. And so that is basically the deal. Kim Kardashian is going to testify at that Paris trial in the $10 million robbery case. Kim Kardashian will relive her Paris robbery when she takes the stand at the trial of a Parisian underground gang. I guess that's who they figured out. Remember when we weren't sure if it really happened or not?
Yeah.
Because that was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wasn't she in a bathtub or something?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they broke into her
She was in a bathtub, and they broke into the house, and they stole her stuff while she was taking a bath.
She was in in Paris, and they entered at gunpoint, and they forced their way inside the place she was renting in Paris for Fashion Week, held her hostage, and made off with $10 million in jewelry.
Isn't this a case where they escaped on bicycles?
I think so.
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Their getaway car was a bicycle. Yeah.
And their huffies with little baskets with diamonds in it. Bling, bling. Out of my way. I have $10 million in my basket.
And you're right. Everybody thought that she was in on it to collect.
Yeah.
It was a kickback, you know?
Really a weird story. That happened. Is that 5 years old now? No drama.
Wait. She was older than that.
French officials investigated the case for 5 years before finally ordering the case to trial in 2021. Now, man, the court system takes a long time. Now the trial is set to start in May, nearly a decade.
Yeah. Dang. I knew it had been a long time.
The incident. Prince Harry. I don't know. This story is dumb, and I'm not going to read it. It's a whole long story. He quit his foundation or something. Not the one we know. Not the something games, whatever that one games that he... You know the games that he and his brother... He didn't quit that one. I guess he has another...
Invictus Games?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He didn't quit that one. That's the one we all know.
Yeah.
It's some weird one that he
Archwell
set
Archwell Foundation?
No. That one. There was another one.
It's a different one.
Yeah.
Anyway, starts with an S.
He quit.
Yeah.
They got in a fight. So, anyway. Melania Trump's, her dress is up for sale on eBay. This is kind of a weird story. I guess she sold it. It just seems weird for somebody like Melania Trump to sell your used dress to some other chick.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it seems weird. Yeah. Maybe they needed the money. I'm kidding. So she sold it to some chick a long time ago. She paid $187,000 for a dress.
That's the real story. How much she paid for the dress.
Crap.
Jeez.
Yeah. She sold it to one of her really good friends for $70,000.
How can a dress be worth $187,000?
It's couture, and it's Christian Dior.
I know, but I'm just saying, $180,000.
Covered in diamonds.
I don't even think it has diamonds on it.
Wow. I don't think it does.
I'm sure it has crystals on it or something. But it's just weird that she sold it. And now it's on eBay or somewhere listed for $45,000. So, if you need a couture dress, I know where you can get one. On eBay. It just seems so weird.
This thing says it has 500 hours worth of hand-sewn crystal beading Swarovski crystals, and it's like a 13-foot train.
You know that every time I see that name of that crystals, I panic?
I can't. I thought I was like, am I going to say this right?
Because it's like SWH or whatever Swarovski.
Yeah, but I think you're supposed to say it like with a V, right? Even though it's a W.
I don't know. I panic every time. I just go crystals.
Hey, can you find it on eBay? See what the bidding's at?
You want to wear a dress? Schmadil.
Yeah, log in. Look up wedding dresses.
Somebody said that they saw it and it was really ugly.
Really?
Yeah, that's what somebody said. I don't.
There's no offers on it yet. It's just listed at $45,000.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh. Yeah, that's there you go right there.
Oh, ouch. Man, it makes her hips look kind of big. She's so, I mean, she's just gorgeous and her body's perfect, but I don't think that was a good choice. You know. And then the other story was, I know you guys don't watch it, but Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Garcelle, she's one of the main characters. And out of nowhere, she just decided she's not coming back to the series. Nobody really knows why. She just, yesterday she dropped the news that she's not coming back to the series after all these years, I think like five. And even Andy Cohen was like, what the hell? Why aren't you going? She said she wants to spend more time with her family. Now, I will tell you this. I think you guys know this name. Kathy Hilton, you know, of the Hilton Empire and Paris Hilton's mom. She's a real housewife on the show. You guys, I think she has dementia. It is so sad. She's 66 years old. And last night on the show, she doesn't know what's going on, like, around her. And she, like, interrupts people. She doesn't know what they're talking about. She'll just be like, I want a potato chip. They're like, wait, we were just talking about being in jail.
What? You know, it's kind of sad, though, if she really does have it, that you're putting her on TV with this type
of
actions that she, you know, the mistakes she's making or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cruel if you think about it.
That's exactly what I wrote last night. Well, let's see here. I wrote.
I mean, you can't. I mean, when somebody gets in that condition, I don't think you should be putting them on TV like this.
I said, this is what I wrote last night. I truly think Kathy Hilton might have early onset dementia at 66. I know she's quirky, but it might be actually a bit sad, and we're all like, you know, laughing at it. And maybe
no kidding.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, so that's what I wrote.
I just Googled, does Kathy Hilton have dementia? And actually on Reddit, I see 10 posts about people asking what's going on with her.
It's bizarre. Yeah. She literally can't follow a conversation at all. And she just like... I mean, she just, like, if the four of us were talking, she would be over there literally, like, eating a pretzel and letting it fall out of her mouth. Like, last night, she was. Everybody was getting ready, and they all had their makeup team and everything. Yeah. And she's over in front of a mirror just eating and, like, it's falling down.
Oh, that is sad.
This is the Hilton family.
Yeah, yeah. Paris Hilton's
mom. You would think that, you know, you're a hotel chain.
Yeah.
You would think that you wouldn't allow this with Kathy.
And then the other thing is that everybody got all dressed up for this big dinner and everything.
Yeah.
And she was in shorts. And you know, like when you're 8 years old and you're chubby and that one side of your short gets caught in the crawl.
Yeah.
One short was up in her crawl.
Oh, yeah. No.
And she had a t-shirt on and everybody else is in ball gowns. It's I don't know. I mean, it's really kind of sad. And I think we're watching it. So, all right. Let's see here. Is there anything else? Somebody said, no, she's just drunk.
Might be the case.
There you go, Devil Trash.
All right, coming up next here on the program, Russell Wilson is back in the news. Wait till you hear how much we, being the Denver Broncos, still owe this guy.
It's
this guy is making a fortune.
Yep.
Russell Wilson gets signed to another team yesterday. Details coming up next. Oh, yeah. And then don't forget, 7:45, we also have your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets. They're going to be here in October at Ball Arena. 7:45 for your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, heard on the Odyssey app, Audacy. The Odyssey app, it's free, and our podcast gets up there after 10 o'clock. Go ahead and listen to it, share it, do whatever you need to do. This morning early, there was a major accident on the I-25. That was crazy.
Wasn't there a police chase?
Yeah, it turned into a police chase.
Yeah, so it's at Arapahoe. Did you already say that part?
No.
Okay, so yeah, I-25 and Arapahoe.
No, it's all cleared up now because it happened at 1:30 this morning. But I guess there were people inside the car, either two men and a woman or just a guy and a woman. But they were wanted for, like, robbery, armed robbery. And somehow they had a warrant out for their arrest. And somehow the police, they'd made some major traffic violation, and then the chase begun, and all of a sudden, man, they're zooming down I-25. They flipped the truck, it looks like.
A F-250, I think.
And it's mangled.
Did you guys see the criminal I had at my house that I posted about?
No. What happened?
Doogie at my Hauser. Yeah.
Doogie at my house.
Yeah, it's my new pet too. His name is Doogie. He's a raccoon. You guys, he is and he's taken a huge doogie.
He is.
I mean, huge doogie in my backyard.
He's a big boy.
And he's squat and he's just like in the backyard on my cameras. Really? I posted the picture of him. He's like this. You know, he's like a little backed up. And so we named him Doogie at my houser. Cuz see he took a doogie at my house. So do you get it? Dookie at my houser.
His tail's all up. Yeah, He's into it.
And guess where he lives now? Under my deck.
Really?
And then somebody posted that they have a bunch of babies. So they're like, you might want to look. He might have a bunch of babies under your deck. So I'm like, oh, crap. Yeah. So I caught him on the camera. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tell Doogie I said hi.
I will. I will. Isn't that all a great name?
Nobody hurt. Any innocent people hurt in the accident this morning.
Gotcha.
Mention that too. Before we got into Doogie.
He's big.
Doogie Howser. He's at her Howser.
At my Howser. It's Doogie at my Howser.
All right. The next time Jamie Doogie. And I do a contract around here, which will be, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road, we want to get the agent that Russell Wilson has.
No kidding.
Because that guy's good. I'm telling you, he's good. Here's a guy that's gone out and worked another deal for Russell Wilson. As you know, he was here with the Broncos, and we owe him a buku of money. We still owe this guy $32 million.
Who did that deal? What a dumb deal.
Walmart. He didn't even play a game. Walmart did that deal.
I mean, it's just so crazy because we had a whole, like, whatever you want, Russell. What was the total deal? Do you remember?
It was $125 million, I think it was. Something like that. It was big.
Yeah, we thought, he's going to be our guy, and now he takes off, and we still have to pay him off. Yeah.
We have a salary cap of $32 million still attached to Russell Wilson.
$242 million?
Is that what it was? $242?
It was a five-year, $242 million contract.
That is stupid.
Yeah, and when they cut in, they were on the hook for like $100 million of it.
And he came here as a has-been.
Yeah.
Making that kind of money. I'm telling you, I want this agent. I really do.
No kidding.
He's good. He's good to get that kind of deal. For Russell Wilson? Come on.
Didn't he just join somebody else and somebody else? Like, isn't he moving around?
That's what I was going to mention here, that it was announced. That's why he's back in the news, is because it was announced yesterday that his agent has cut another deal. This time he's going to the New York Giants. He's going to sign with the New York Giants. I think he's already done it. For $25 million. For 1 year.
Will he even play?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They suck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not
so
good.
So adding a subpar quarterback to that team is a kind of a step up, I think.
Schmidl, how old are you?
I'm 35.
So just think about this. This guy's 36, making $242 million.
Man.
Plus another 30 on top of that.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's only 1 year older than you.
Yeah.
I did that my whole life. I would always be like, Ryan Seacrest, my same age. And looking at him.
He's going to make $50 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, $10 million's guaranteed from the Giants, okay, of the $25 million. But all he's got to do is make a couple of passes here and there and start a couple of games, and he'll get the rest of the money. $50 million
he's
going to make.
They're saying the Giants might draft Shador, though.
Okay. Well, he still gets the money. The point is, he still gets the money.
Yeah,
okay?
But I see what you're saying. That'd be pretty interesting, wouldn't it?
No, I would think Shador would beat Russell out.
Yeah, and not only that, but I mean, the thing is, like, those two knowing the Colorado connection, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be like, ooh.
I think Russell Wilson's in the mindset that he doesn't really care if he sits on the bench
or
not.
Right.
No, yeah.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
He is in the twilight of his career. He's out to make as much money as he can make, and that's what he's doing. And he doesn't care one way or the other if he plays.
Yeah, you don't get injured if you're a backup and you're making $10.5 million. That's pretty sweet.
No, and then you get a Shador in there and you become his mentor. You know, as you say, they got the Colorado connection. He's fine with that, and I'm sure Sierra's fine with that.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to sit on the bench for $10 million. You bet your sweet ass. Yeah.
All I have to do is show up and look good.
Yeah. I mean, you reach a point when you're an athlete like he is, you reach a point where you just, you don't have to have the limelight anymore. No. You just need the paycheck.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm for it.
And he's already got a Super Bowl, so it doesn't matter that. Yeah.
Hasn't he closed up all those stores here in town?
I just know that there's one at the airport, but nobody's in it.
Never. There was one at Park Meadows, and that didn't last long.
I think they just closed the one at the airport, too.
Oh, did they?
I think I saw that about a month ago.
It was there. It was open last time I went there.
Yeah, it was open last time I was there, too. But that's what, and I came back, and I told you guys, there was nobody. The lady was just standing at the doors.
Yeah, they look angry.
They do.
They just hate
their
lives.
At least at the other places, people are going in and out.
Yeah.
That lady was just standing at the doorway like, God, I'm so bored.
You're working a six-hour shift. You can only look at your phone for so long, you know?
Yeah. It's been bad.
It's not going to stay open.
No.
No. No. Just a matter of time.
That rent's got to be outrageous.
Yeah. I saw a month ago where they announced that it was closing, but I don't know when it's going to close.
Yeah, who knows?
But who knows? Who cares for him, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Who cares if you have a store at the airport? Yeah. You're making $50 million this year. I can't get over it. To do nothing.
Nothing, I tell you.
All you got to do is put on equipment.
How many kids do they have?
Three?
Because he has.
Three. I don't know.
Because the one is the stepson.
Got one from,
with who? Like Offset
future.
Or something?
Yeah, future.
I knew it was some dumb name.
By the way, if Shador gets drafted by them, or even if Russell Wilson plays, the Giants come here to play the Broncos this year.
Oh, that's so, that'd be cool.
Either way, that quarterback will be back here to play in Mile High.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's part of the plan this year. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, Jonas Brothers tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning for your chance to win. They go on sale tomorrow. Did you ever find out the information?
Yeah, so if you go to the Jonas Brothers website, they have like a little pre-sale thing that you can just sign up right there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, got it. All right, 7:45 for your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie.
7:45. And was it yesterday beautiful?
Oh, my God. It was perfect. It was literally the perfect day.
Oh, by the way, that's the Jonas Brothers.
Yes, it is. Yeah. What? Wait. Yes, it was beautiful. And yes, that's the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, 7:45 for free tickets right here. Yep. Yeah, today's supposed to be just as beautiful, too. And then I think some rain, snow mixture and stuff for the weekend.
I guess you kept saying snow, but somebody said that they were confused because at their house, it just said it was going to rain at their house.
Well, according to Kylie Burst this morning at Fox 31, she says snow.
She did?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
She says snow, and it could be significant, she said.
Really?
Sunday morning. Now,
is she wearing pants?
No, I think she's got on a skirt today. I don't know. In a tube top, I think. Okay. I can't remember
I've
exactly.
I've only seen her one time in pants, and so that was quite a day. I was like, Kylie's wearing pants. She must not shaved her legs.
Yeah, I'm not very good at picking out, you know, like remembering the day before or whatever somebody wore.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just not that person. I don't even know what you wore yesterday, Jamie.
Either
I sat here with 4 hours with you, and I don't even know. Yeah. Don't even know. Yeah. No, she's saying some snow, but it's going to melt because everything's so warm right now, right?
I think Thursday it's going to be like 80.
Yeah.
Ooh, tomorrow?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know.
I think they pulled it down to 74.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, 74 today, 74
it says
tomorrow.
78. Oh, crazy.
I don't know. It's all over the place.
Denver, Colorado, 78 on Thursday.
All right. Then it's going to be beautiful the next couple of days anyway, maybe even more than that. All right, I want to play you this audio. This is a woman that's running through the airport naked. She's in Dallas-Fort Worth. She's at the airport, and I don't know what she's on, but she's got to be on something. But you see her luggage. You literally in this video. Hey, Spadil, can you pull up the video for Jamie? She's not seen it yet. All right. You can see her luggage, and she's got all her clothes that she's taken off draped over her luggage. Kind of looks like a treadmill that you would own, Jamie, or me.
Really?
You know how we put our clothes on the treadmill?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. But this lady runs through the airport in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Here's the audio.
I speak all languages, you motherfucker!
It's all beeps. All right, she is completely nude. Nude on the video. Here's one thing
Where
that I noticed.
Where is this? Dallas-Fort Worth. Dallas-Fort Worth. And she just, is she having a mental crisis?
It seems like it.
I think she's on something.
Either she's having like a mental breakdown or she's on some sort of like speed or something that would make you do that.
It's either really sad or she's really dumb.
Yeah.
That's the problem with these things. You don't know if you're supposed to feel sorry for them or call them an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, because it could be really sad.
The thing I want to point out is when you see the video, notice how long it takes the officers to arrest her.
I mean, the video's like 3 minutes long. Yeah, the one that I see anyway. I mean,
you would what are you think- saying is because she is yucky and they didn't want to arrest her and like touch her?
No,
they had to go get gloves and stuff?
No, because she's hot and they want to watch.
Oh, shut up. That's not...
That's what it is.
No, it's not.
Jamie, I'm telling you right now. Spadil, watch the video.
I am.
She's got a good body. Does she not?
I can't really tell, to be honest.
Yeah, but she's throwing water all over the place.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you bring her to the ground?
I don't even see officers around in the video yet.
Oh, there's officers all over the place. Yeah.
And she's spiking a remote into the TVs over and over.
Yeah, she's destroying property. Yeah. And they just watch her. The guy's just standing on his phone. Talking on the phone. I'm telling you, they're sitting there. They like it.
You're so weird. You're so freaking weird.
Right?
She does walk up to the officers.
She walks
and she's
up
like,
to him.
Do you want to kiss my blank? And she's like,
he's
you know.
Not an officer in the video.
He's a security.
He's probably not authorized to put anybody in to arrest him.
I mean, like,
he doesn't have a badge.
Literally,
on.
When yeah. people rob whoa, stores, whoa, 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 they're telling their employees, don't touch
him.
Anyone.
And he's not an officer. He's just a guy.
In an airport, it is absolute security.
Okay, you're right. They're all pervs and they're watching her.
No, you have to take them down.
Well, I think Jamie's right, though. This guy does just look like a terminal agent.
Exactly.
He doesn't look like a police officer. So I think that he's getting police officers.
He's getting, mad. So let's just say this. They're all pervs
you
and they all want
to. You guys are impossible.
No, you're impossible.
Watch
Listen,
the video.
They're all pervs and they want her to run around.
All right,
you're right.
Let me ask you this. You'll see at least 3 to 4 officers or security
there's
people
no,
in the video.
There's no
Why
like,
don't they stop
him
her?
Off the edge on
because
this
it goes on for 3 to 5 minutes. Her destroying property inside an airport.
Because they want to watch. That's
exactly.
Why.
That is exactly it.
I know.
Watch these guys.
It's crazy.
They surround her.
They're all pervs.
You go watch the video and you determine
pervs.
For yourself. You're just being ridiculous because you don't understand.
I'm being ridiculous.
You're being ridiculous.
You're the one that's saying they're all pervs.
Well,
they
you're the
ones,
you guys are saying, well, they wouldn't arrest her. It's an airport. Anytime you see anybody out of whack at an airport, you take them down.
Think about what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
I know exactly what I'm saying.
But if
watch
I'm a security
these
guard and I'm taken back by a naked woman that's just rolling
stuff,
around,
I'm
throwing
like,
stuff.
What is going on
TV
with this?
And you do
like
nothing,
monitors.
Then you're not doing your job.
But I'm not a perv, though.
I never called him a perv. I just said they liked watching. That's why. You called them
much
perv.
Of a difference.
Okay.
I said that they took their own sweet time arresting this woman. She runs around for probably 5 minutes.
This video is 3 minutes long. The one that I have on Twitter right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it never does show her being arrested.
No, it doesn't.
Never does.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long this thing goes on. But she destroys a TV. She
starts, several TVs.
Yeah, she starts bashing things into all the property there in the terminal. You got to figure there's families in there too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of families around. Yeah.
Right? All right, your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. Stand by. They are on the way.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I never in my life thought I would get sad at Top Gear and, well, now it's the Grand Tour. So if you don't know, Top Gear used to be that BBC show with those three guys. Let's see here. It was like that Richard Hammond, May, and Clarkson. Those three guys. Did you guys ever see those three guys? They do different things with cars. They were from the BBC, and then they had the Grand Tour. Anyway, so they did their finale in September, and my son and I watched it, and it was so sad because they quit. They're done, and it's a British TV show. It's three guys. They travel all over the world in their different cars that they do different things to. And my kid was sitting there. We were like kind of got like a little sad because we were like, This was his whole childhood. My kid and I watched Top Gear and the Grand Tour like his whole entire life. And he was like, and it's over. We're like, we clipped.
Oh.
But I know you guys know who they are. No?
Yo,
no.
Yeah. There's that one guy that's really tall and he's always like super funny in all of his clips. I don't remember which one exactly he is, but yeah.
And then Matt LeBlanc from Friends If you remember, well, you guys don't know who I'm talking about. But anyway, Matt LeBlanc, when the BBC like canned him or they left and got in a fight or whatever, he tried to take it over Top Gear, and that kind of didn't really work. Anyway, it's over, so it doesn't even matter what I'm talking about because it's done. It's the grand finale. But if you get a chance, it's called The Grand Tour. It's on Amazon Prime. And some of the jokes you just so don't get, right? You don't get them at all because they do British humor. And one of the jokes, they keep calling the little guy Button. And I guess Button is like a term for a little person.
Little person. Oh. You mean dwarf?
No, I mean little person.
Dwarf.
Little person. Little. Little person. Because he's kind of...
By the way,
yes,
I've got audio to prove the dwarf theory.
What do you mean?
Well, you guys keep telling me that it's politically incorrect to say the word dwarf. And I've told you all along that it's not, because I have a dwarf friend who calls himself Dave the Dwarf. And
yeah, he is one.
Listen. He's told me all along it is not. It is not an insult whatsoever. Midget is an insult. Dwarf is not. And I've got audio of a dwarf in Los Angeles attacking a Snow White poster because they didn't hire him for the movie. Did you see the CGI? Is that what it is? CGI of the dwarfs they used for that movie?
It's a little goofy looking.
I think it makes them look evil.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think if anything, that's more of a slam toward dwarfs than not using them.
Yeah, because it kind of makes it like they're, because I mean, Sleepy was not mean.
No. Did you see Dopey?
No, I didn't.
Dopey's got the ears of an elephant.
Really?
Oh, they're like this, Jamie.
Oh, no, there's the Seinfeld again.
Oh, they're like this. They're huge. But to me, that is an insult to dwarves, the way they did this.
Yeah.
It kind of works backwards. And they did it this way so they wouldn't hire the dwarves because they thought it was it wasn't kosher to put dwarves in the movie.
Did you guys see that they're running all kinds of commercials for this movie because it's such a flop?
It's horrible.
Yeah, but what they're saying is, but I don't know how they can lie like this. The number one movie in America. That's what the commercial says.
Well, it is.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah.
It was number one in the box office.
Yeah, I thought it was flopping.
It is flopping. Yeah. It is flopping, but it's number one. I mean, if you think about it, it's the only movie that came out that week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Gotcha.
I guess it's the only new movie.
Yeah, and if you make $40 million when you're supposed to make $200 million, then it's a flop. But $40 million still puts you on top.
Because I was just seeing all over the place that people were showing the map of the movie theaters, you know, and they were showing pictures of them and only one ticket, sometimes five were sold. Yeah, so.
All right, listen to this audio. This is my little dwarf buddy, okay?
Okay.
Well, it's not my buddy, but you'll get the point.
Nowadays, you can protest about just about anything. Well, why don't I begin a protest about the fact that Disney decided to use CGI dwarfs, not even the real thing. We could have gotten hired. We could have gotten money for something, but no.
But no.
Oh, my God. So.
And he has a sign that says, Dwarfs Unite. Go.
So.
I'm for you.
Spadil, are you doing any research on the word dwarf if it's.
I don't know at this point.
From what I'm seeing, it's okay. And some some people prefer.
I've said it all along.
Some people prefer little person instead of using the word dwarf, but it is towards dwarf.
It's
correct. So it's on an individual basis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's whatever their preference is. It could be offensive. It could not be offensive.
My friend Brandon that I grew up with, he is a little person, and he prefers to be called a little person.
Does he sell suits?
My friend Brandon. Huh?
No. He's a photographer, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah. He used to run a photography business called Midge
Brandon. We've never heard of my little friend Brandon.
He lives in Australia.
Yeah.
He lives in Littleton.
Yeah. Okay.
He does.
Because the other one lived in Thailand.
Yeah.
He visited Thailand.
The suits.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Rusty.
Yeah. Rusty.
Yeah. Yeah. How is Brandon? Keep in touch?
He's doing pretty good.
He just started
a seed business.
A seed business?
Yeah, like he's going to sell like marijuana seeds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like sunflower seeds.
No,
or something
no.
Like
yeah. All right. You know, I saw purple sunflowers. All right. Anyway, moving on. Let's see here. What else do I want to tell you about? There's a few things. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, right, is talking about the divorce with Jennifer Lopez. I'm kind of shocked that he did a GQ interview, actually, because he likes to keep so private. He said, one of the differences is that we had different approaches to life in the spotlight. I preferred to keep things private while she's more open. He made it clear that wasn't the cause of the breakup. He said, there's no drama, there's no scandal. It's just two people with different perspectives. He said that there's nothing but respect for each other. You know what's interesting is we haven't seen Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner out for a while after that whole paintball thing.
Well, I think the boyfriend put the kibosh on that.
I do, too.
You know, and sometimes they do these interviews over in the UK. I think this is GQ UK, right?
I guess so.
I think it is.
Okay.
But they do these interviews over there, and they think that information's not going to get back to the U.S. for some reason. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Well, remember, they all used to do commercials in Europe, too, and they wouldn't release them here.
No.
They would release them there.
It's like it's top secret if they do it over there.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Meghan Markle say they are friends. There was rumors that Gwyneth Paltrow was really mad at Meghan Markle for starting a lifestyle brand, and I guess they set the record straight. Do we have the audio?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Gwyneth responds on her Instagram story when a fan says, why are you and Meghan Markle having a beef? And then Gwyneth Paltrow says, I don't understand this whatsoever. Then they pan to another screen and it's Meghan Markle eating a piece of pie going, I don't know. And so they're friends.
It was the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
That, you know, this whole, like what I just did was dumb. Trying to explain this to you when nobody gives a rat's ass and it's made news.
Have you heard the dwarf audio?
That's better.
Let me play it for you.
Nowadays you can protest about just about anything. Well, why don't I begin a protest about the fact that Disney decided to use CGI dwarf?
Yeah, my bad. There you go.
And what we've learned today is it's a preferential thing. Like, I guess do you ask somebody before you say it?
I feel like it'd be weird to ask someone that. What do you prefer to be called?
Hey, dwarf, what do you want to be called?
I feel like you don't lead with that.
Not a good lead. Hey, little person, is that any better? Hey, little person, what do you want to be called?
Hey, Joe, what do you want to be called?
Let's ask Brandon how we do it.
Yeah.
Call up your little buddy Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's get him in.
My God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablo Trash.
That was stellar.
Thank you.
BJ
Alice 105.9 BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. 10 minutes Jonas Brothers tickets. Hey, I wanted to do kind of a public service here.
Okay,
if you don't mind.
Nope.
And the reason I'm doing this is because a lot of people are probably looking at their summer plans, summer vacation or whatever, right?
Yep.
I don't know if you've looked at airline tickets lately, but they're not bad.
Well, I get the Southwest notice, you know, and so it said they had $49 each way to places. Guess where it is? Wait.
Where?
I looked at all of them.
Fargo.
No. It's worse than that.
Oh.
Colorado Springs to Denver.
Well, sometimes you got to get away.
Yes, I was like, what? Out of that whole list of Colorado Springs.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was the only one.
Every time I see one of those, Southwest, United, whatever, they never fit.
They never
fit the window. They never fit location. They never fit. But I went online day before yesterday, and I was looking to go to my brother's fish fry.
Oh, okay.
He's having a Memorial Day weekend fish fry in Nashville,
nice.
Right? So I thought, maybe myself and Frog, Lisa, we'll all go up there for the fish fry. So I started looking at tickets. You could fly round trip on Memorial Day weekend. And I think it was United on this one, but Southwest has a flight too. But I think it was United, $400.
Oh.
Round trip.
Because usually when you fly to Nashville, it's like six something, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I was expecting $750, $800 because it's Memorial Day weekend.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you're looking at a summer vacation, say in June or July, if you book now, you're going to get a pretty good deal, it looks like.
Yeah, that is a good deal. But
isn't that crazy?
I mean, like what you were talking about with Southwest, doesn't that irritate you?
What?
When it says $49 and you click the link?
Yes. No.
And you know what it's going to be every time, but you still click it.
It's so irritating that I never click it.
You don't click it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I was like,
you got those $19 fares. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it turns out that maybe it's from Vegas to L.A., okay?
Yeah.
And which, by the way, there's a flight that leaves every 30 minutes Vegas to L.A.
Truth.
And you can get on that for $20 most most times. But no, I don't even click it anymore. But it's just clickbait.
There's another story in the news, too, because this always freaks me out when people pass away overseas or whatever. In Costa Rica, did you guys see that story about that kid? I guess they the family got sick. Costa Rica is a really big spot now for families. A lot of people, my friend, she travels alone with her son, and they always go to Costa Rica. I've never been, but they love it there. But I guess the whole family got sick, and then he passed away. The kid.
Yeah, 14 years old.
This guy, his family, he's a former Major League Baseball player, New York Yankees. I think he even won a world championship.
He did.
Didn't he? Wow. Yeah. He played for the Yankees. Big name in New York. Not as much, you know, throughout the country, but in New York City, big name. His family goes down to Costa Rica. They get food poisoning. They all do. Everybody in the family. But the son passes away, and they can't figure out why he's the only one of the group that passed away.
Now
they're thinking this morning that the treatment that he got in Costa Rica, they gave him medication that he was allergic to, and that put it over the edge.
Ooh.
That's what they're thinking.
That's the update?
They don't know. It's still a big mystery. They have no idea. And they haven't said what they ate that they think that they got the food poisoning. If it was a resort food or where it came from, a restaurant, nobody knows.
Whatever happened to them spiking, in Mexico, all the drinks? Remember when people were dying from the drinks?
I don't know.
Remember the alcohol?
Yeah, and the same thing in the Dominican Republic. Remember that?
Was it there?
Yeah.
Was it Dominican? Remember everybody, they were drinking and then they would die? That kind of went away.
Yeah, that just disappeared, and there was no, follow-up.
There was no resolution at all.
I'm empty.
Maybe the person that was doing it drank his own drink.
Maybe so.
Killed him.
Yeah, plot twist. Yeah.
Saying that if you're going to book a summer vacation, don't go to Costa Rica, obviously.
I know, but doesn't that put it in the back of your head? Like, maybe I shouldn't go right now.
Well, not really, because to me, every place that is a destination like that has their problem. You know, you go to Dominican Republic, you go to Jamaica, you go to Bahamas, wherever you go. They all have the same type stories.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
And then it goes away, just like the Dominican thing.
Mm. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. When we get back, Jonas Brothers tickets, guaranteed, right after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, we didn't do the Jonas Brothers tickets. Oh, hang on a second. I got to do that right now. I said it was going to be immediately. After the commercial set, I forgot all about it. Well, I got caught up with Spadil. Okay, let me mention this real quick.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Wait, everybody make a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's going to get good.
This whole little person thing with Dwarf, okay? I'm not going to go back into that part. Spadil chimed in and talked about his friend, the Brandon, the little person.
Right.
He doesn't like to be called Dwarf. He wants to be called a little person, which was the whole conversation, right?
Right.
Then you come in here, Spadil, to prove to us, because we think you're full of BS, okay?
Yeah.
With this Brandon guy, because we've never heard of your little friend.
Yeah,
we've
I wanted to show you his Instagram profile.
Yeah. Right. You didn't show us a phone number. You didn't show us a text. You didn't show us anything where you've ever had contact with this guy.
I thought like a picture of you and him together, maybe, something like that.
And can I just add on to the pylon?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You know what? Here's what I'll do. I opened the can of worms. I'm going to let these guys take
it. Okay. Well, I made the comment. I said, You talked about his how he's growing seeds and marijuana, whatever.
Right.
All this stuff. And that, well, it got bad because the picture you showed us, he was smoking marijuana. And then BJ's like, well, no wonder that stunts your growth.
That was funny. You have to admit, that was pretty funny.
Pretty good.
Why don't you call up Brandon and say he needs to stop and stunt his growth?
I think it's too late now.
And we rolled.
But yeah.
And that JB, it was a belly laugh I got from her. The timing was perfect. You got to admit, I've got good timing.
Yeah.
You did. It did, and I lost it because that was just I couldn't even believe he said it. Anyway, it was funny.
All right, back to you.
Right, so then he's showing us this how he grows marijuana, whatever stunt growth. We're all laughing, and then I was like, "Let me see that again." And then he walks out, and I go, "You know what, you guys? He said they're tight, right? They're really good friends." He didn't even hit the heart on that guy's picture.
No, you're his friend, and you didn't even like his video.
And Jamie is a social media queen.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that, but she did, and she is dead on, man. You would have at least hearted that.
Yeah.
You don't know this guy.
I know Brad. I've known him since I was like 13.
We need pictures of you two together.
Yeah. Okay.
Side by side.
And why won't you heart his stuff?
Yeah.
If you're so tight.
I should have hearted his stuff.
Yeah, you did not heart his stuff. You have to be here, you guys. It's just...
You just put into Instagram, Brandon, weed guy.
Look, yeah. The backstory is this. Schmidl is notorious for coming up with friends that don't exist, okay? Anytime
like
we're
Kevin.
In a conversation, yeah.
Kevin.
Anytime he can insert a friend of his to be a part of the conversation, he just makes crap up.
And they just have, like, they have
now,
really.
Who is Kevin? Remind me who Kevin is.
I was talking about being in Thailand, and he has a friend that goes to Thailand all the time. Oh, who's Kevin then? There's a Kevin,
there
too.
Is a Kevin in the mix, yeah.
Well, Kevin plays paintball down in Florida. Yeah.
What lie was that one?
Yeah, you can't even remember the lie.
I can't remember.
And they're like old dude names, too. It's like Kevin, Rusty, Billy.
Brandon. Brandon the Midget.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Unbelievable.
It's right, crazy.
Let's do this. Ready?
Oh, we still haven't done this?
No.
Oh,
hey, Schmidl, let's talk to the winner today.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get the excitement on the air.
Let's really get it. Really sell it, Schmidl.
BJ and Jamie.
Line five, Jamie.
Line five?
Got it.
Okay.
Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're excited to meet Rusty, aren't you?
Yeah.
Apparently that.
I love you guys. I've never won anything before.
Oh, you've never won?
I've never won from you guys before.
Well,
no.
This is a first. You've got Jonas Brothers tickets.
Yep.
Yay!
I mean, it's not until October, so you have a little while, you know.
Yeah.
Find your outfit.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's the Living the Dream Tour, Ball Arena, October 2nd. And you and a friend, you're going to be there.
Who are you going to take with you? Are you going to take who are you going to take? Your husband?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make my boyfriend come.
He does not want to see the Jonas Brothers.
Absolutely not.
You've got to take a girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
He does not want to.
He's going to be the only dude just sitting in his chair.
Unless his name is Carson.
Exactly.
Yeah, take me, Emily. I'll sing along with you to all the songs.
All right, congratulations.
Good job, Emily. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. See, we make winners.
Yeah.
Yeah. These tickets, by the way, go on sale tomorrow. You have to go to the Jonas Brothers website to get the pre-sale. And then I think they go on sale totally to the public. And I think that's Friday.
That is Friday at 10 a.m.
All right.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers. And another chance to win, Slacker. The Slacker Show this afternoon.
Is there like a delay? Because that felt awkward. Did it feel awkward?
Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm there with you.
Okay, good. Thanks.
It seems like ever since we've gone to digital.
Digital
delays everything.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't either. Because she's just sitting there like, huh?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be the greatest technology, but we've always had a delay since we went digital. Yeah.
You can hear a blinker.
I want to bring up.
Wait. Before you do, I want to bring up something real quick.
Yeah.
He could hear their blinker. Have you guys noticed lately on anything you watch on the internet, like when they interviewed that girl that hit the other girl in the head with the club, during the relay or whatever?
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed people's fire alarms beeping?
Oh, my gosh.
In
the
all
smoke
of them?
Alarms. Yes.
No.
It
you
happens
haven't?
Almost
no,
in every Zoom call interview that you ever see posted online.
It's so weird. I don't know if it's because of the temperature change or what, but like that girl when they were interviewing her for the Today Show, it's like beep.
Yeah,
I do remember that. Yeah. The chirp.
Yeah, the chirp. Yeah. That's the right word.
It happens a lot.
It does. They were interviewing somebody else, and I was like, wait, was that mine or was that on the internet? And it was, and I had to rewind it, and it was the guy. They're just chirping like a son of a bitch right now.
I hate the chirp.
I do too.
That chirp, man.
Doesn't it make you just angry as soon as you hear the first chirp? You're just like, oh God.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're like in between chirps, there's not a consistent time. It's not like every 30 seconds or a minute. It's like 5 minutes.
I know.
An hour.
Because it's supposed to be 60 seconds. So you wait the 60 seconds. I'm with him. And then you're like, well, where the hell?
And then you're like, well, maybe it's going to stop. Maybe I don't need to change it. Maybe I don't need to do anything.
That is one of those things in life that they cannot fix.
Yeah, the chirp's a pain. I hate it too. All right, this story here. All right. And the reason I bring this up is I've got a couple of questions on it. And this is something that occurred, I think, 2022, was it, Jamie?
Yeah, it was.
This couple.
But it's still a problem.
The dad or the husband had a heart attack or thought he was having a heart attack. He's had one previously. And one morning he got up, chest pains, whatever. They call the paramedics. They take him, and they take him to a facility, and that doctor says, hey, this is too serious for us. We need to medevac you a helicopter to another facility, which they do. They now have a bill for $94,000 just for that helicopter
just
ride.
Just for flight for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helicopter ride,
$94,000. Think about that. Ugh.
They don't have the money. They don't have the money for, they can't come up with $94,000 just like that. I mean, maybe sell your house or something like that. But two things in the story. One of the things in the story is that the insurance company won't pay because it was an unnecessary flight according to their standards. How can it be an unnecessary flight according to their standards, but yet a doctor said that we need to get you to this facility as fast as possible to save your life? I don't get that.
Yeah, I was going to say something really bad, and I'm not going to say it. But that is why, you know, the whole situation with other insurance people happened. Because people get so frustrated with their, you know, the train of thought with these insurance companies, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wait, I'm pretty sure a doctor just recommended that, but you're an executive, you know, somewhere.
And you're going to tell me that it wasn't necessary?
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Here's the story.
Bob Taylor and his wife, Margene.
We were just going to hang out with our friends at their cabin. Bob woke me up at like 5 a.m. saying he had chest pains.
Bob was having his second heart attack in 4 months.
They said he needed a higher level of care. And she said, yeah, we always use a helicopter for a STEMI or a heart attack.
They loaded him on a Guardian Air ambulance and flew him about 100 miles from Alamosa to Pueblo.
Did this procedure save your life?
Yes, ma'am.
So he's doing really well.
That's the good news. Then came the bad.
Oh, yeah. See, here's the initial denial.
So records show their insurer, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, denied their claim for the air ambulance ride, stating it was not medically necessary.
What?
And the Taylors owed more than $94,000. They appealed, not just once, but twice. Both denied. An independent reviewer upheld the decision, but with this telling note.
Without medical records from the treating physician, it is impossible to determine the medical necessity.
Now, put yourself in their place. Can you imagine having to come up with $94,000 today?
Absolutely not.
Wait, it gets worse. You ready?
Gets worse.
It gets worse.
Oh, great.
You ready? In a move to protect consumers, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized a rule in January of 2025. This happened in 2022. Banning the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and prohibiting lenders from using medical information in lending decisions starting this month.
Oh. This month?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So
Man.
They missed the window.
So now they're going to be reported.
Yeah. So they missed the whole.
But if it happens after this month, which would be April, right?
Right. Then the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and prohibiting lenders from using any medical information in any kind of lending decisions.
Oh, dang.
So they missed that window, too.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
That an insurance company can just deny you when a doctor says, and they even say in the story, that it saved his life. I just don't get it.
There is some really good news with this, though. Because this story got covered by Denver 7 like that, the company is going to cover the whole thing.
What company?
It says the flight. Yeah, it's getting covered
really?
Now. Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, those nine wants to know and seven on your side.
Oh,
and
they do work.
31 with Dave.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, they do
problem
you know,
solvers.
But that doesn't clear up the whole insurance thing. That it doesn't
it's
answer that question.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
why
granted,
did it happen?
Yeah. Well, great for the helicopter people because they're not going to clear everybody's bill. There's bills that are going out from them to other people that have to pay. This is just one because it got on TV. It makes them look bad.
I have an issue with Skyridge, unfortunately, because they sold to the new guys, but the old insurance people or the old hospital won't cover it, and the new hospital that it is now is like, that's their debt, not. And so I'm like, what's going on? And my insurance is like, well, I'm sorry, but the old name of Skyridge, I love Skyridge, by the way, and they're fabulous, but they won't pay it. The old company that owned them won't pay it.
No kidding.
Yeah. They're like, nope, we're out of the business.
They all look for red tape, man. Yeah. Everybody looks for red tape, you know. Somehow to delay or even charge
get
you more.
Get out of it, whatever.
Yeah, well, they don't own it anymore, so it's not their problem.
That's the way I'd do it, though. Right? If I bought it, I'd be like, I don't want that.
It's like, your kid's a used car. Sorry, that's not our problem.
But I can't even imagine being a couple like this couple here or anybody, and you get hit today with a $94,000 bill that has to be paid.
That is insane, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
It's so sad.
You can't even make payments on it.
And I told you my mom had $1 million and they just dumped her. Because she hit $1 million because she had cancer.
Yeah.
And so when she hit that, I guess in the fine print, it says if you hit $1 million, bye.
See you later.
Yeah.
It's so terrible.
But none of us know that, right?
Exactly. And there's thousands of stories like that.
Just crazy.
All right, well, uplifting days with BJ and Jamie.
No, just had good news.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah. It had good news.
Yeah,
it
got let go of.
Because it got on TV, it got resolved from this couple.
Is it 7 wants to know or is it 9 wants to know?
It's 7 in-depth investigations.
Yeah.
Who's on your side?
I think that's 9 on your side.
Okay. 9. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's
and
9.
Who wants to know?
I don't know who knows.
I think it is 9 wants to know.
I feel like it's 9.
I think it is 9.
I think it's 9 wants to know.
I think it is.
Who's on your side then?
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know if it behooves me.
Oh, God.
To get into Candygate.
It doesn't.
I don't think it does either.
Yeah,
so.
Let's just maybe.
No, I'm going to mention it. Because I feel like that. It's double standards. Marriage has double standards.
Can I just do an impression of you yesterday?
I'd rather you didn't.
Fair.
Go ahead. You're going to do it anyway. Okay. But I'd rather you.
Okay, here's how it went. All right, but I'm walking in the parking lot.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Now,
oh, boy.
I'm going to stand up for this one. Here we go. Ready?
She's going to act it out.
So, I'm telling you what, Jamie, women are ridiculous. They're ridiculous. They will fight about anything. That was it.
That is not accurate.
I went like this. I went, okay, see you later.
She is so far off base. That is not accurate. What I said was, I didn't say they'll fight about anything. I said they'll fight about everything. So you were wrong.
I'm sorry. Yes, you
I didn't say anything.
Said,
I said everything.
He did say everything. He did.
Let me explain Candygate to you, okay? So, Lent. You know, that was, a few weeks ago, right?
Yep.
You got to give something up. Well, my son, he's 7, a little frog, like he did this on his own, he gave up candy. Let's start with that,
right?
Okay? But I'm supposed to believe that he came to mom and said, I'm giving up candy. Not a snowball's chance in hell. And I hate to use the word hell with Lent.
Right, that seems bad.
So he's giving up candy. Uh-huh. Huh? So, no candy. I'm ordered. Do not buy candy.
Right. Jesus will be mad.
Well, a week and a half ago, they went on vacation. They go down to Cancun at a all-inclusive, right? Well, it just so happens at the all-inclusive, you know, you get all the food for free, right?
Right.
So, they get back from vacation, and Frog tells me, he goes, hey, Dad, I had candy.
Oh.
I said, what? I had candy. I said, where'd you get candy? He said, down at the resort, they had an ice cream stand. And when you go to the ice cream stand, mom didn't know this, but you could take and you can put gummies and candy on top of your ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Hold it up, baby.
Yeah.
I said, really? Really? I said, if mom didn't know, well, she kind of knew. She did know, but. She acts like she didn't know. And I said, what?
So they were both lying to each other.
Yeah. So, like she saw the gummy bears on top of his ice cream and
but
just
she's like,
looked
nah,
past it.
We're on vacation.
Yeah. Vacation doesn't count.
Now, because I'm such a intelligent husband, okay, I did not bring this up.
All right.
I didn't say a word.
Good call.
I did not because I'm very intelligent. I've been around, man. Okay. So I didn't say anything. So we get in the car on Sunday, and we're going somewhere, Lisa and I, and she says, oh, by the way, because I mentioned I'm going to the grocery store after she drops me off to get my car. I said, I'm going, Don't you buy any candy. Whatever. Remember, he gave it up for Lent. Now, not a word has been said. Okay?
And you have this knowledge in the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I slowly turned my head toward her. I said, oh, really?
Locked and loaded.
Really? Does vacation count? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Right?
What do you mean, vacation count? I said, wasn't there a candy bar at the ice cream shop that you could throw all the gummies and candy and M&Ms and everything on top of your ice cream? When you're on vacation, it doesn't count.
That's right, vacation. Everything goes out the window. All the rules go out the window.
It says it right in the Bible. Yeah,
it does. Yeah, vacationeth doesn't count.
I named it Candygate. Actually, Jamie named it Candygate yesterday when we were walking in the park. I should go, uh-oh, Candygate. So that's where we left it. As she put me out of the car, then I had to walk the rest of the way to get my car because it didn't go over well.
And he's like, I don't get it. Oh, I'm not supposed to buy him candy. I have to be the bad guy. I can't buy any candy. Oh, but they had a week full of candy.
They did.
He was just screaming. He's like, and she makes it my fault. I wasn't even going to buy any candy, but she thinks I was going to buy candy. And I'm like, literally like, this guy is going to have a heart attack out there.
I was. I was going off. That's exactly the way it went. And here's what gets me. She tells me, as right before she put me out on the side of the road, she said, yeah, but we've started back again.
Yeah.
On Lent. I said, no. Jesus did not leave the garden and go have an ice cream with candy and then come back to the garden 40 days, 40 nights. You can't do that. Right? You cannot change the rules in the Bible. Who the hell do you think you are?
She probably had some whiteout.
You can supersede Jesus? You got to admit, I got a good argument here, bro. Yeah. You got to admit.
But I do, I mean, I know this has been going on for a while, though. She does blame you a lot for candy, and I don't feel like it's you. I actually
Thank
don't
you.
Feel like
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know why she hates you so much about the candy when I don't feel like it's you a lot. I mean,
there was that gumball machine, though.
It's not me. That wasn't me, though. I never bought any gumballs that went into that.
And you had to have money.
I didn't do it. Yeah. But I will say this. There's a lot of women that listen to our show.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You ladies, you're impossible. All of you. Just want to make sure you hear that.
Well,
but I love it. Jamie screams out, Candygate. Oh, my God.
Well, I will say there, and I've brought this up before. I don't know what it is about us, but sometimes, you just get under our skin, and we just want to fight with you. And we just want to make everything your fault, like candy.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, at no point in this whole conversation have I done anything wrong. But I'm the one that gets put out on the side of the road to walk to my car. And I did nothing. They went on vacation. They had 7 days. I stayed here and worked. They had candy. They got busted. And I'm the one that has to walk to get my car.
You know, and
I don't get it.
Not to take up for you men, but it must be very confusing.
There's a lot of mixed signals going on.
You don't know. I mean, here I think I've got the trump card, baby.
Right.
I'm about to put down that I know about the candy down in vacation.
Right.
I know.
Right.
You're busted. Next thing you know, cart pulls over, and I got to get out.
It's called marriage.
Get out. You can walk the rest of the way. What? Get out. You can walk the rest of the way. I'm not taking you. And I did. I walked it.
Think that's why you guys are just so odd to deal with, because you're just always on pins and needles, like, I don't want to say anything wrong.
And they ask why we drink. Right, Carson?
Oh, God. Oh man.
Right, Carson? Wow. No, he hears me. He knows.
BJ and Jamie.
More winning for the Jonas Brothers tickets coming up later this afternoon. The Slacker Show has your chance to win. And again, tomorrow morning at 7:45, we got your chance to win. Hey, I want to bring this up real quick here. We brought it up earlier this morning. But, man, no matter how you feel about Russell Wilson as a football player, you got to love him as a businessman.
Yeah, or his agent, actually.
Yeah, his agent.
I didn't. Yeah, I don't know about you. We didn't even have an agent.
It was announced.
We need to find that guy.
Yeah, I want that guy. I do. This guy's brilliant, man.
Yeah.
Just think of the deal he did when he robbed the Broncos here. I mean,
without
man, $235 million.
And he didn't even play a game yet. And he got that.
We still owe Russell Wilson $30 million. We, being the Broncos, Walmart. Walmart owes him.
Yep.
Okay? And then yesterday, he signs a new contract for 1 year up in New York City. New York City. The Giants. He's going to play for them. 1 year. $25 million.
Oh my God. I was, what? Who was it? Oh, there was some guy. He's in trouble because something happened. He had an assault. He, over the years, he brought in with endorsements and everything, like $300 million. It's all gone.
You're talking about Antonio Brown.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
How much?
Yes, I am.
$300 million?
Over his whole time because he had endorsements and all this stuff.
I mean, he was a huge star.
Yeah,
in the
they
NFL.
Even made like a shoe line, something like that for him.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
He just filed for Chapter 11.
How do you fly through that money?
I don't get it.
They asked him that, and he said it was his family. He said his family just, like, they needed houses.
Mooching off.
Yeah.
What'd you say, $300 million?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was a total, you know, it was like, but it was hundreds of millions of dollars that he
Don't worry,
through.
Though. His rap career is going to save him because he's going to play Fyre Fest 2. He's the only confirmed artist. So, you know, that's going to be big for him.
Oh, okay, good. That'll save him. Yeah, he didn't pay any of his bills and stuff. I mean, he had to file, like you said, for protection. And he said basically it was all the his family members. He
That's
had guilt.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't
know. I don't know how you can have $200, $300 million and you don't take just a chunk of that. Let's say $60 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just, boom, put it away.
A high quality mutual fund
yeah.
worth 7.5%.
And just leave it there.
And leave it there.
You still have $240 million to party hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I think it.
I just don't
well,
get
Well, sometimes
it.
I look at the bling, like even Coach Prime when he was. Well, when he was on that bass tournament I was watching.
It is a weird thought. Coach Prime on a boat fishing.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm watching.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so anyway, when he's on that bass tournament I was watching, I mean, his bling is insane. You know, he has a whistle. It's all diamonds.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think you get caught up in that. Like, oh, yeah, I think I need that piece of ice.
Yeah, but, you know, to each his own. If that's what he likes, that's what he likes. But I don't think Deion Sanders goes through money like that.
I don't either. I think
he's pretty smart with it, you know?
I mean,
he's got a pad up there in Boulder that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
His house in the backyard is how we talked about it the other day. I mean, it's just, it's a playground. It's great. But you can always resell that. So that's an investment for him.
Yeah.
I don't think he blows it the way you're talking about with Antonio Brown, but that is amazing to me. You can go through that much money.
Well, because the NFL, you know, because I like documentaries, they started a financial awareness program.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like a training course.
Yeah, because they realized they were given to all these guys who, some of them didn't have any kind of really, they weren't educated, right? And so they got millions and millions of dollars and just blew it on hookers.
Yeah, that's a lot of hookers.
No, those are high quality ones. When you have to pay that kind of money, yep.
$200 million in hookers?
I had a girlfriend who was a escort.
Yeah.
And she made a lot of money in Vegas.
Man.
And we all knew what she was doing. She never told us, but we knew.
Wow. Your friend, the hooker?
But she was an escort.
Oh. It's the same thing.
She supposedly went to like high-end parties with him as his date, as an arm piece.
Yeah.
You know what he did later, but anyway.
Yeah. At first it starts out as arm piece and then drop the word arm.
Yeah.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about taxes. It's just depressing.
Yeah. We don't even know what we're talking
about, actually. We don't. We actually don't have any clue what we're talking about. But,
It is tax season.
It is tax season. And it's just funny because I've said this before too. I don't get how we're all supposed to do this complicated crap.
No, me either.
You know?
Uh-uh.
Man, this is like, what? I'm supposed to do what? How? Who? I have to get paperwork together?
Yeah. But the majority of people don't have to go through that. You know what I mean?
They don't file?
No. When you don't own additional property, like you've got the cab and you don't just a place like that, or if you've got this, and then, you know, a lot of people, it's very simple.
I feel like it's still hard no matter who you are.
Spadil, for example.
Yeah.
Spadil, yours is simple.
I just go to like H&R Block or, you know, whatever I want to use, and then I put in like a little code that each company gives me, and then it just automatically loads. I push a couple buttons, I'm ready to go.
Do you pay for that?
If I need extra stuff. So if I had like stocks or property or, you know, like once you get past having a 1040.
No, I know, because that's what I'm saying is like, why don't you just do it for free on the, can't you file on IRS.gov?
Can you? I don't know. We'll get back I've never to you. Done it that way.
Sit tight. We'll
but get back it, to it's you. Free if you have a 1040. If you have anything else, it's not free.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's simple, though, for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well,
but for people, some people, it's very complicated. Yeah.
I can guarantee you that my CPA doesn't, it's free for him.
What?
He can file on IRS.gov and do all the things for himself. I'm sure he doesn't have to pay, right? Right. Right?
Right. I don't know.
But you said if you have anything other than what you have that you have to pay. But
I mean, if you're using a
H&R
service.
H&R Block.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't pay anybody to do his own taxes.
No.
Once again, we don't know what we're talking about.
We don't know at all. Like literally all. Don't know anything. Nothing. All right. But at least we admit it. You know, I think that's what makes us number one.
I do too.
We admit that we are dumb as crap.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're proud of that.
It's the Clueless Morning Show.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. What do I have to tell you? A couple of things. First of all, not that one. I didn't want to tell you that one either. Or that one. I told you. Oh, here's a good one. This is a good story.
Oh.
Okay. Lindsay Buckingham has been seen back together with Mick Fleetwood.
Really?
What? Like, as a couple?
They're both boys.
Oh. Sorry. When you said back together again, I thought you meant like lovers.
Lindsay Buckingham sounds like a girl, but you know who Lindsay Buckingham is. He's legendary.
I know who Lindsay Buckingham is. Yeah. I think he lives in Boulder.
That's what people say every time we talk about him.
That's what I say.
Oh, is that?
I feel like he says that.
I'm the only
person that says
that.
So you're just making that up?
No. He's got Colorado connections. I don't know if he still has a house there, but he had a house in Boulder at one time, I know.
So this is really cool. Lindsay Buckingham. I love Fleetwood Mac, so that's why I went with this
story. He's talented, too.
He is, right?
Very talented.
Oh, my God. He's seen back together in the studio as lovers with former Fleetwood Mac cohort Mick Fleetwood.
Yeah, I knew they were.
Who do you think's the plug and who's the outlet?
Well, they call Mick the
the stick.
Mick the stick. You know what I mean.
So he's obviously the plug.
So Lindsay.
How do we get away with this? I don't know.
What?
Nothing.
You ask. I'm trying to figure it out.
I know. I
back together again.
I get it. I guess Lindsay was fired from the band Fleetwood Mac in 2018 after over 40 years due to a disagreement over a tour, and he was replaced. But now they were seen back in the studio again, so that's a very big deal. Jelly Roll is on Carson's. Finally, Carson watches a manly show, which is Fire Country.
Fire Country. Gosh, I love that show.
I know, but you also love The Bachelor, so we can't figure you out.
You know, just...
It's because firemen are hot.
Wide range.
What is fire
country? I like the story plot.
I've never
it's
heard
about
of
it. Bad guys that go and work for like you know.
So it's about Cal Fire, but they also have a crew of criminals or felons, and they're working their way through as firefighters to end or get out early and their sentence.
Okay.
It's like a work release program.
And what's The Bachelor about?
It's a very high-quality dating show. And all of them fall in love, and they're there they're together forever.
They should combine the two.
Oh, yeah.
They should use inmate bachelors.
Actually, I mean, Love After Lockup is a big show. I guarantee it would be a huge show. Bachelor in prison.
Wow. Love After Lockup. I've missed that one, too.
Yeah, you should watch that. It's pretty interesting.
I've seen the Pit Bulls and Parolees or whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
That one's a weird one. All right, anyway, so Jelly Roll will try his hand at television stardom with a new guest... New guest role on CBS's series Fire Country. His character, Noah, is a healthcare worker and ex-convict hoping to remake his life. The role is an easy fit for the rapper and singer who has risen to popularity, as we know, Jelly Roll, because, you know, he had a whole crazy story. Jelly Roll, in his early teenage years, he was arrested several times on drug and robbery charges. He's got an amazing story. He had a crap life, and he was a bad kid.
He was a bad dude.
And now look at him. He's turned it all around.
Yeah. Good for him.
Although, I have told you this too, but Bunny, his wife, she tells the story that how they found the perfect house at, let's say, Castle Pines Country Club, right? Mm-hmm. The perfect house. They loved it. They were so excited. Big purchase, right? And then they came back to them and said, you cannot be a member of the country club because you're a...
You're Jelly Roll?
No. No, because you're ex-felon.
Oh.
And in the bylaws of the country club, you couldn't be an ex-felon. Here you are, Jelly Roll, right? Like, you're bigger than life.
Seriously, you're bigger than the country club.
Exactly. And if I'm the neighbor, I'm like, oh, hell, I want him. Yeah. That brings up my property value, right? Yeah. Like, I'm kind of mad about that.
And I'm not sure they look at it like that.
Yeah.
You got a guy next door named Jelly Roll with Buddy? I don't know if it takes up the property values.
Well, she did say that. She said, listen, bottom line is, you know, look at who we are. We don't fit in at all.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
can you imagine those two in the backyard at the pool?
Because she is, they both are tatted up.
I mean,
and her fingernails are long, is like so long, and
yeah, and no fence there around your pool, your neighbor's Hickenlooper.
And I have it in my head that Bunny would wear like a leather bikini.
100%.
If anything at all.
Yeah, and they'd roll up in a Harley.
Yeah, I don't know if it fits.
Yeah, you're right. You're probably right. Yeah. They should go to, where would they fit in? Weld County. That's always my go-to. I don't know if you guys know that. Everything's Weld County.
Don't forget Lyman.
I love Lyman. Is that the one with the mall?
Yeah. The world's largest.
Isn't your father-in-law going to Lyman today?
He's getting some spark plugs changed today down in Lyman.
All the way to Lyman for spark plugs?
Well, very special plugs down there.
you just told me he was going to Lyman. You didn't tell me anything about spark plugs.
He's down there getting spark plugs changed.
Question.
In his vehicle. Yeah.
Why would you drive all the way there for spark plugs? You guys live in Littleton.
Well, they have very special plugs down there, from what I hear.
What, Champion?
You get them at that mall. Because he's angry with the person that's near her house.
Oh.
So this is a grudge drive.
Oh.
That's like 30 miles.
Mad. He's sticking it to the man.
No, dude, it's like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
No, Can you grudge plugs.
Are you allowed to tell us the story? What happened?
I'd rather not. Okay. We went to a neighborhood shop.
Yeah.
And he feels like they hosed him. Okay. Or tried to hose him. So to get even.
Yeah.
I'll teach them. Uh-huh. I'm just going to go to my old buddy down in Lyman. I know he'll do a good job.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same price. They're absolutely the same price.
Yeah, but once you this commit estimate, to something.
This, I asked him yesterday, I go, how much money are you saving? Yeah. Well, I'm not really going to save anything. You know, it's more about just the attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go, what? You can drive to Lyman because of an attitude?
Okay. I think we've all done this.
People do that. When you have a person that's, you know. Yeah. Getting up there a little bit.
It's
you
1 hour and 35 minutes.
They get there.
Yeah. They make grudge drives.
So all in all, it's a 3-hour round trip.
Yeah. Yeah, for spark plugs.
Oh, he may not be back until late tonight.
Oh, my
God. For spark plugs. You can get them over here at what? Napa? What's that place called? Napa?
Advance Auto Parts.
Checkers all of them. We're going to Lyman.
We're going
road
to Lyman.
Trip, kids. Get in the car.
All right.
I'm going to show those some bitches in Littleton.
It's a grudge drive, I swear. You know that if you're going to make that drive because you're angry with somebody else, you probably cuss all the way.
Oh, you do. Yeah.
Yeah. Road rage, all kinds of crap.
Especially if he hits traffic on I-70. Oh, my God. He's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. You didn't tell me any of this. You just said he's driving a Lyman.
Yeah,
he's
a Lyman.
Yeah. All right. The grudge drive.
Grandpa Gus.
We've all done it. That's the problem. You know?
Like, I'll never go back there. I don't know of any place that I've said I'd never go back to that I didn't go back to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because every time it's all, it seems to be something that I've always used.
Yeah.
And eventually I just let them off the hook because it was convenient to begin with. That's why I used it. Mm. Okay. Mm. So I just figure, okay, well, I got my point across, I guess.
Well, I told La Loma. I'm never going back there, and I'm sticking with it. Okay. I'm never going. Ones that the wife owns.
Yeah.
That she was given. I'll go to hers, but I'll never go that one in Castle Rock. Son of a bitches.
I have restaurants and I've gotten bad service. I'll never come back here. I'm back there the next week.
Then you get hungry.
I'm a terrible boycotter. I am telling you, if you're going to do a boycott, don't call BJ. I can't do it.
Let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, did you guys see? I don't have the story, but Wiz Khalifa made $3 million for a 45-minute show.
Seriously,
what was this about? Do you know?
I think it was in Dubai. What, or
those Dubai people, man, they pay for everything, don't they? Yeah. Kim Kardashian is going to testify at a Paris trial in that $10 million robbery case. I guess it was a ring of people. And remember, it was a long time ago. And I forgot when it happened. But anyway, they bound and gagged her, and then they took like $1 million, $10 million in bling. She's wearing $10 million.
And these burglars, man, they're good. They were very good. They got away on bicycles.
Yeah.
Not only that, they timed it. They caught her in the bathtub. Woo!
Well, we're finding that the bad guys around our neighborhoods are using those little scooters. The little electric scooters. Because what happens is when they see patrol come, they just ditch the scooter and then like kind of lay down with them, you know, like in the bush.
Good move.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like smart thieves.
Well, because you can't hear a scooter.
No.
It's electric. So. Oh,
that's and they're cool. Fast.
I have spike strips all down my street.
For the scooters?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take them out.
On the sidewalks? Think
they don't have hair in their tires. solid.
What do they got in them?
The ones that I see are solid, aren't
they? Usually they're just solid rubber.
They're solid rubber.
Yeah.
Spike strips aren't going to help.
All right. Well, then I'm going to put a heated driveway in.
Although a spike strip might make you wreck.
Yeah.
Oh, one of those. For sure. I want one of those.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's not a big tire, right?
Yeah, but it's not an air tire.
What are we talking about?
Scooters.
Hiding scooters in your neighborhood
because you're in the bush. Trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys what I found on my cameras?
Yeah.
Last night, you guys. So I now have cameras everywhere, all over my yard. Boy, right? And what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Dookie at my Hauser. That's right. That's it. So there is caught on tape, you guys, as clear as day. Dookie at my Hauser. A raccoon we named Dookie took a poopy at my house. So we named him Dookie Hauser.
It's right, a big done. Raccoon.
All right, we're done. Nick, Joe, Kevin, and Rusty.
Come on, Dookie at my house.
On Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You realize baseball starts tomorrow. Major League Baseball.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, first pitch tomorrow, but not here. Not going to happen here. In fact, it doesn't happen here until a week from Friday with opening day down at the ballpark. People are getting excited, though. I looked online yesterday for tickets.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they're not cheap.
What?
Even the rock pile. Not for opening day.
Oh, you for opening day.
You got to pay like $100 just to get in the rock pile.
Or
if you can find tickets.
Parking too. I remember
parking's crazy.
One year we did pay $100 to freaking park because we couldn't find anywhere.
No, I know $100 doesn't seem like a lot for a major sporting event, but for baseball in the rock pile, that's a lot. Usually you can get in there for like $4.
And especially if you hear how great the Rockies are, according to Schmidl. Here with his commentary is Schmidl on the Colorado Rockies.
Well, they're over-under for how many wins they'll have this season. There's 162 games in a baseball season. Their over-under is 60 games. So will they win 60 or lose more than 60?
I think it's over.
Or
I think
100.
Whatever. I think they're going to win more than 60.
Yeah?
Win.
Yeah.
Win more than 60. And then, did you see that post yesterday, some Yahoo?
Uh-huh.
They posted the Colorado Rockies, had one of our players up there, you know, with the bat.
Right.
Said Rockies, and then it said eliminated from playoffs.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, we haven't even pitched. We haven't thrown the first.
We're eliminated.
2 years. Okay, so their over-under thing is that will they lose 102 games or less than that, right? The last 2 years, they've lost 103 103-101.
Exactly.
Yeah. The guy posted that we have officially been eliminated from the playoffs for this coming season.
I stand by that statement.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
I can I just be your mom right
Is that
now,
mean?
All three of you?
No.
What? Okay, remember what Oprah says. She says if you put it out in the universe, it'll probably happen. So what we need to do is say the Rockies are going to win.
The entirety of the planet could put out the Rockies are going to win. Yeah. And there's no way it's going to happen.
They don't stand a chance.
I'm on your side. These two schmoes.
Oh, you guys.
They're
are
non-believers.
Schmoes.
You schmoes are non-believers. I'm with Jamie.
The Rockies are terrible.
I brought this up because I thought it was really gross and mean.
How much is Dick paying you to say that?
Who's Dick?
Mumford? Dick Mumford. He owns the Rockies.
His name is Dick?
Yeah.
Now that I like.
I don't know Dick. I feel
He's
like that you were
you
setting
that.
Me up for that
He's
joke.
Paying you to
I don't
say
know
that.
Dick.
He's got to be paying you.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, our boss, BJ and Jamie here, by the way, on the Odyssey app. Our boss loves it when we pre-promote something, okay?
What does that mean?
Well, you know, like we tease upcoming stuff on... No, Jamie, I'm very serious about this because I've got very serious content here, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Focus. All right, so listen, our boss loves it, and he promotes us to tease even more. Make sure people know what's coming up ahead or what's coming up on the next day's show. Have I got a tease for you?
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Holy hell. Okay, can I just, may I make comments?
Are you going to try to railroad my tease?
No, I will not.
Is that it?
I will not. What I will say is this. You are amazing.
Thank you.
That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you,
my friend, what you're bringing to the show tomorrow.
Oh, amazing.
You're amazing. That's all I'm going to say.
Tomorrow morning on our program, 7:20 tomorrow morning, Dave the Dwarf will be on the show.
Yeah, and he's mad.
Just spoke to him. Oh, he's angry.
Very angry.
He is one angry little guy, okay? Because he did not use dwarfs in the movie with Snow White.
Yeah, he is mad. Yeah. I thought that BJ was making all this up, but A, I heard him talk to him.
Yeah.
And it went exactly like you might think in your brain.
Let me tell you, he is so angry. He is so angry. You know how he just calms himself down? He grabs a bottle of liquor. He gets in his recliner, which, by the way, is a little bitty. It's a cute little thing, that little recliner of his. But he gets in his recliner.
We weren't going to do that part.
He kicks back, and he watches Young and the Restless.
He did say that. He said he was waiting for it to come on.
He did. That's an actual thing that happened. You can't make that up.
But he didn't say that his recliner was little. He did not say that part. Because you said, what are you doing right now? And he goes, I'm just kicking back in my recliner.
No, he said it like this. I'm just kicking back in my recliner. You bring the one chunk in the races. That's what he said.
But we weren't going to do that part. You swore to me because I said, all right, we'll have him on, but
I just can't help it sometimes, Jamie. To me, it's just so damn funny.
I'm like, we can have him on, but I think we need to show him some respect. And you're like, I've known him for 23 years. He doesn't even give up. And he said some bad words.
All right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, 7:20, Dave the Dwarf, he will spew his anger over the Snow White movie right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I feel like we have to have the dump buddy button ready to go.
I agree.
Because I'm a little scared.
We can do that.
Because he used some foul language.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this.
He did.
7:20. But it could be 8:20. Or it could be 9:20.
Oh, that thing, too, because... Yeah. No, he's not wrong because he has to be at.
What's?
He's got a prior.
He's got to be at Showgirls.
Yeah.
Showgirls?
Strip club.
Yeah. It's a strip club. He's the announcer at Showgirls.
And he's got to do it all night tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then he'll just have like a difficult time waking up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says he doesn't start until 9 p.m.
Okay.
So yeah. He drinks all night.
Yeah.
He drinks
like
a.
Yeah. So he said, if I don't answer, don't be mad. Well, he said it like how?
Yeah. If they don't answer, don't be mad. I could be some drunk, hungover dwarf. That's what he said. Yeah. So.
And by the way, that actually was accurate.
Yeah.
I was here.
That's exactly what he said.
He was on speakerphone.
Folks, you are in just an absolute, just mind-boggling interview tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
It's Dave the Dwarf. And then right after the Dwarf.
They won't do this on KOA.
They definitely won't.
They wouldn't be number 18th in the market if they did.
Oh,
how about that? Wow. How about that? Wow. Okay, wait. To be your campground anyway.
Wow. You're a campground anyway. We're doing some radio stuff right now, and it's making me laugh.
Let's get serious here. Okay, 7:20 or 8:29, whenever the dwarf wakes up or sobers up.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning, David the Dwarf right here on the air. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You won't get that anywhere else, folks.
Nope.
BJ and Jamie.
What are you doing buying stock?
Yeah.
Tesla?
I did because I feel like it might come back.
I'm with you.
But so far today, after I bought it, it's already gone down $2 more.
I don't know why you just torture yourself by watching it.
By looking at it, I shouldn't. Yeah. But I just bought it because it's so low, you know? And and then there's this promise of like these robots and stuff. And I hope he does the right thing. He won't, but I hope he gets off the board and then just lets Tesla on their own, you know? So that way it will jump and I'll make a lot of money.
Well, Tesla's not going away, that's for sure. So
But if he jumps off the board, it will soar. And that's what I'm hoping. But I don't think he'll jump off the board.
Yeah, I don't think that's
I'm making that up in my head. Yeah. Nobody's even talked about that.
Yeah. Wishful thinking.
I think it'll come back. Big.
It's a gamble. So it's like this. It's like you having a dwarf on. It's either going to be really funny or it's going to be a complete train wreck.
I feel like it's a 50-50 shot, too.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a lot better shot of it being good than your stock going up.
That is true. Yeah, no, that is very fair.
I've got a bona fide dwarf coming on. And he's good. Now, he might be drunk, but he's good.
But he's good. Okay.
All right. We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. It's going to be beautiful. It already looks beautiful out there, right?
Yep.
74 for a high. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.